Samaches.
Right-hand column.
Right, Hine Amakor, holding the middle of the paragraph. He had, Nesiva Sholem had just mentioned that the source of all problems is anoichius, is ego, being consumed with oneself. That's the source for all bad midas. It's right. If not for me, I'd be okay. My grandfather used to say that he always looked forward to going on vacations. When he realized that he has to take himself along, he decided never to go.
Who wants to go with me? That's an old...
You got something on your yarmulke?
Yes, my grandchild. Okay. He put it in, so I don't take it out.
Okay, Mihine. Hamakor v'ashoyrish ha'pnim in the middle of Anoichius. The source and the root of the ego problem, hi ha'yeshus, is yeshus, which is awareness of self. The source of it is that the person views himself as a independent existence. Meaning, in other words, the person is not bottled to the Rebbeinu Shleilah. Metzius Hayeshus Moilida Harbe Drishes. The fact of one's separate entity produces many requirements. Now, Adam Asik B'chol Mavusa the Sapekis Adrishes Hayelu. And a person that is preoccupied constantly in order to feed and to satisfy these requirements, whether it's the pleasures of life of anoichius and self comfort of amaisrism with luxuries. He's always thinking about himself. His ego is constantly demanding of all of his character traits that they should be preoccupied with his own pleasures, his own needs, and his own existence. Which is not the case, which is someone who is on the level of ayin, which is nothingness, which is subjugation and realizing one's lowliness. He is not as demanding. His self is not as demanding. Because he understands that his self is not that important. And his character traits are available to set them aside for others. And for the sake of serving Hashem, his self is not that busy. It's as if he was created for the sake of others. Such a person is able to reach the most inner core of purity of character traits. So is the person of spirit with his entire essence. A person that is a yesh, a person that is constantly self-aware of self, is a person that ends up being a very physical person. Because physicality is its own separate entity. And the person, inasmuch as the yesh is a physical oriented person, so also the person that is ayin, that is aware of his nothingness, will be a person that is all spiritual. Because spirituality is goes together with the concept of ayin. Spirituality doesn't take up space. Physicality does. Just like yesh, a yesh takes up space, and an ayin doesn't take up space. Kamama Chazal, as Chazal say, Mokam Oren Enim and Amida. Chazal say that the place of the Oren in the base of Mikdash didn't take up space because it was all Ruchnis. V'shoyrish v'mekoy midas achno v'shiflus ad v'chines ayin. This source of the attribute of achnoa, of a shiflus, of subjugation and lowliness, awareness of one's lowliness, to the point that one reaches this level of ayin, of nothingness. Matzina b'Moshe Rabbeinu, l'shalom, we find this by Moshe Rabbeinu, she'idol about Torah. Torah testifies that Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ish Moshe anov ma'oid, the man Moshe was very humble, mikol ha'adam ha'shalpnei adam, from more humble than any person upon the face of the earth. This is very wondrous. How is it possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to be the most humble person? Did he not understand his greatness? Did he was able to speak face to face with Hashem? However, the answer is that specifically Moshe Rabbeinu, Shumidas Das, he is the one that has the ultimate knowledge. Who he is the one that reached this most loftiest level in this attribute of anova, of humility, of shiflus and lowliness. In order to understand the attribute of humility and lowliness to the point of nothingness, there's the Hazra Derech Moshel. You can understand through a parable. To a person that finds himself in a house, his entire being, his entire essence, is now enclosed and contracted within the house. Now all you can see is the house and those things that are inside of the house. But if he goes out of this contraction and he goes out into the street, and he's able to see a broader view, then he realizes, wow, my house is not everything. It's just one specification within the greater picture. And if he exits the city boundaries, he's broadened his view even greater. But you can't compare all of that to someone who goes onto an airplane. And he's able to see, he's broaden his view to see as a broader view than he's ever seen before. The more a person elevates himself from his contracted and narrow view, so then he sees that his house can't even You know, it's so small in the bigger picture. The Yerushalayim in a city is so small. And in the infinite broadness, these things are a speck. Kenu Adam, so also is man. If the person is narrow viewed, he's unable to go out into the broader world, meaning he's unable to see things outside of himself. All he sees is himself. And that is the source of the root of a person's ego. He can't see others. And he doesn't see the Rabbeinu Shleilam, who is infinite. But somebody who goes out into a little bit more broadness, as the Pasuk says, lift up your eyes and realize who created all of this. And a person can realize that everything that he has been so involved in, who ayin ve'efes, is nothing. In comparison to this broadness that it now is revealed to him, he's no longer able to maintain his ego. And he's able to achieve and to grasp a level of smallness to the point that he feels like nothing in the greater picture. And therefore, it's specifically Moshe Rabbeinu. He grasped more than anybody else. He was on the highest plane possible. He was able to see everything. He was able to go into infinite and broad to see things from that type of spectrum. He realized how small he was. He felt smaller than anybody else. The more a person grasps, that knowledge caused him to realize nothingness, to the point that he said, what are we? The more a person has grasped the attribute of wisdom, the more nothing the person feels. Well, the pasuk says, "Chachma me'ayin timatze." Chachma causes a person. The product of chachma is ayin. Tzimtzum u'shodesh kol ra v'yeshus. The narrowness is the source of all evil and self-awareness. The more narrow a person is, the more egoistic he is. The more a person goes out to see things in a broader view, he's able to see the infinite, the tremendous creation that Hashem created, the person realizes his absolute nothingness. And then the person doesn't have jealousy and desire and seeking of honor, self-awareness, or egoism. I once heard a CD from Rabbi Ephraim Waxman. So he goes into this whole scientific schmooze. There's a small insect called a mite.
What?
A mite. A mite is
a bed bug. Yeah,
that's right.
It's a bed bug.
Not necessarily.
No.
Mites.
Smaller than
mites. There's approximately, according to science, approximately 300 mites in every eyelash of ours.
Well, you say it might be there.
Right? No, it is there.
Very mite. That's what you say, but she says it will be there.
There is Well, when he says it, he says there's about 3,000 of them in your mattress. So he says he makes this whole scientific calculation that the scientists, with the part of creation that they claim to have grasped, is only 1%. According to them, is only 1% of the universe. There's 99% is black matter that they can't even grasp. So he said, according to their calculations, the size of Earth in the universe can be compared to the size of a mite in this room. That's how little Earth is. He said, now, on that Earth, on one corner of it, there are two people fighting about a parking spot. If you see things on a broader level, there's really nothing.
When you're crammed into such a small space, parking space looms large.
That's right. Well, Zelma, okay, Alice. And it is on this that Kehelas said, that he found in it a poor, wise person, and he was able to save the entire city with his wisdom. And nobody remembered this poor person. Chachma is this concept of, what is true wisdom, is this concept of nothingness. And the adjective of miskein, which is poor, means she'ein bo yeshus. He doesn't have self. Ve'ein klum, he is nothing. Ve'ein doresh klum, and he doesn't demand anything. Ve'ein tzorach klum, and he doesn't need anything. Midazu nitzala adam kol midas arayis. It is with this attribute, this character trait, that a person can be saved from all bad midas. It's only ourselves that get us into trouble. That's it. Then the person can reach the primius, the most inner, internal avoda. And man doesn't remember this concept of isha miskein. Adam in azoicha is masha'in emunyan lizkar. A person doesn't remember something that is not important for the person to remember. This attribute of miskein, which is realization of one's nothingness. And the reason why nobody remembers this is because everyone would rather be so aware of self. This concept of ayin is the inheritance of singular people in a generation. They have the ability to save the entire city with their wisdom. Okay. Latokam ba'oid laila. The pasuk says, "Latokam ba'oid laila." By Eishes Chayil, she woke up while it was still night. Vatit instead of levesla v'chikna harisay, and she fell as she fed her household. Let's see how he explains this. Tana rabbanan. Arba Mishmaro is Hava Alayla Dura Rabbi. This brother says that the night is made up of four watches. Four different parts of the night where the changing of the guards, the angels, it's a different malachim that sing Shira during the night. Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. I think it's Rebbe Nelson. Rebbe Nelson says Shalish Mishmaris Avalayli. He disagrees. He says it's three watches is the night. Understanding this in a way that will enhance our avodas Hashem. A person's life in this world, the world of physicality, the world that is filled with dark inclinations, and lies in darkness and concealment. This world is compared to night. And it's divided into three watches. Each watch is different than the other. The first watch, the first part, Tekufas Ha'izbagrus, talking about the first part of a person's life, is Tekufas Ha'izbagrus, or Ha'izpatchus Beguf Ha'Beruach, is the Tekufa, the period of growing up and development in body and soul, body and spirit. Hitkufas hazoyar. That is the period of brightness in a person in the person's life. Hamashmoida ha'achrayna, the last part of a person's life, imimei hazikna, are the days of zikna, a person's older years. Sh'adam ha'hilech umisnavim, not sure what that means, it's a Hebrew word. Umeichushim pagimbay. It's a time where a person is constantly.
I think the word is atrophies. It becomes useless.
Decline. Okay. Chushim plagim by the person is constantly stumbling upon different. Huh?
I think it's getting.
That's a good point. The person is constantly stumbling on different. Mechushim is. Mechush is a feeling, is a pain, right? Aches and pains. Until the person reaches an age that it seems to have no longer a purpose. And in the middle of days, that is the middle watch. That is divided into two parts. Similar to the night, where the middle watch divides into two parts, one before midnight and after midnight. And there's a big difference between these two parts of the middle watch. As it says in Zohar HaKadosh, Achelik HaRishon Kodem Chatzos, that the first part that is before Chatzos, Dinim is Arambe, the time of Din, Dinim are awakened in that time. Achelik HaBeis Achel Chatzos, the second part which is after Chatzos, Bei Rachmim is Aram, that is the time that Rachmim, a compassion, is awakened. Ken Gam Chai Adam, so also the life of a person, Am Shalom Alayla, that is compared tonight, Ashmer HaTichayna, the middle watch, Emtzah Yomav, the person's middle days, the Atkufa Akosha B'Yoser, is the most difficult period, Memuven Aruchni, in a spiritual sense. We're all still in that first part.
I wonder if he means
hey,
about Dinam and Rachamim awakened, is this awakened in the person or towards the person?
Well, the Zohar Kodesh is talking about in the world in general. He's using it for the person. He's explaining. He's using this whole nimshal of the world, of the three mishmaris in the night. He's using it for the person. He's going to explain in a minute. Shabbat Adam Oymed Bifnei Shtei Chazisois. It is at that point that the person stands before two fronts, two options. Atayr is mechad. He has his desires on one side. Atirdes v'albulim machmas inyanei panosa v'tzargi l'bon meidach. On the other hand, he has constant preoccupation and distractions due to parnosa and raising children on the other hand. Tivus and bilbul, confusion, preoccupation of one's mind with parnosa and raising children. So when you have a battle coming from the right and from the left, it's very difficult to withstand the battle. Chazal say, how do you know when is the second watch begins? The dogs bark. What this Chazal is telling us here is that it says in Zohar Kodesh Haloshen, "Tzavchin ki klav mahav hav, hav bani, hav chay, hav mezani." The Zohar Kodesh criticizes people that their davening is all about themselves. Give me, give me. He says they scream. They're screaming like dogs. Give me food. Give me children, give me life. Iker HaKerev means the war.
Battle.
Right. Iker HaKav Melefonim Melachar, the main battle from the front and from the back of Bechelik Edition Shalom Hashmer Hashniyah is the first part of the second watch. Bechinas Chedim Kedim Chatzois, the concept of before Chatzois. Sha'oz Dinam is Aren. That is the time that dinim are awakened, meaning the first part of a person's middle years. That is the time when there's a lot up against the person. That's what it means. When dinim is tara means there's a lot up against the person. There's many things that can distract a person from serving Hashem. It's a time when it's very difficult for a person to find the right tactics for himself. The second part of a person's middle years, it's a person has an easier time, both concerning his desires, they lit up a little bit by then, and it's also with person's preoccupation with Olam Hazeh. And that is why after Chatzos is the time Shirachim is Arim, where there's more compassion. The battle isn't that difficult. Just like we have this concept in life in general, also there are individual situations, which is the concept of in the middle of the night, and before Chatzos. This is from the Baal Shem Tov, and the Pasuk, pasuk that says, "Do not throw me away in my elder years." That doesn't say days of the elder days. Rather, it says
elder times.
So also, just like there are elder times in a person's younger years, so also there are times of before chatzos in a person's life that a person comes upon this time of kedem chatzos, which is a very dark period in a person's life. And those periods, a person needs to have a clear goal. The person should be a soldier with a full understanding of his mission. He has to be feel like he's in an army that is a battle with self-sacrifice. The soldiers need to know that they are not allowed to take their mind off the battle, which is difficult and constant. Which is not the case in other periods, where the battle is not that constant. That time he's like a reserve soldier, which he's only called out at different periods to go out to war. Have hatzlacha in our battles.
Everybody done?
What is that?
Dead.
Huh?
Somebody's dead.
What is that? Yeah.
Going to the wedding today?
Yeah.
Sweet.
He heals me.
Sweet and Avni.
Now you know what you do. Now you know what you do. You gotta go back out and get another costume for another kid.
Right.
That's the present he got. Every time you get a good present. What a question. My grandfather Rav Shalom used to say there's two things you never ask enough from Hashem: children and money. He was right.
Yeah.
Everybody's okay?
Oh, it's not good.
When are they coming home?
Not sure.
What are you naming
up? Shabbos. Shabbos, man. Shabbos.